And I want to share some thoughts with you. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. I've got a lot to say and a little bit of time to say it. And hopefully I can get it all together, what I want to say, how I want to say it. And say it where you don't get upset. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. You have godly leaders in your country, leading your country, leading your government, leading your, as in your, in, right in your localities here and all through America. When you have upright, godly righteousness being in authority, America will be blessed. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But, God says, but, when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. It's important that we have people that walk with God, that seek the things of God, that's leading this country in all phases, starting from the grassroots, from where we live. Let's pray. Father, I just pray with all my heart that you'd help me be a blessing. Lord, I want to educate my church tonight. This is not a political statement. What I'm going to give to them is a godly statement. And I pray that they'll open up their hearts and forget about political ties. And I just pray they'll open up their heart and listen to what the Bible says. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When the righteous people are in authority, people rejoice. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, sins a reproach to any people. Psalms 33:12, blesses a nation whose God is Lord. God blesses a nation that seek him and his righteousness. Did you get that? God blesses a nation, any nation, that will seek him and his righteousness, God will bless. But just the opposite, when the wicked are in authority, we mourn because instead of getting the blessings from God, we received the judgment from God. I think America's getting all kinds of judgment. I think America's going to get more judgment until America gets back to God. Hadn't got nothing to do with the Democrats or Republicans. It's got to do with the people of America, the Americans, getting back to God. And we are told to stand by our local government. I want you to real quickly look at, I was in Proverbs 29:2, but now I'm going to turn to look at Romans chapter 13. Romans 13:1. The Bible says in Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there's no power but of God. The powers that are be are ordained of God. God let those people in authority right now, he let them. For some reason, he let them. And the reason he lets them is because of what we do with our daily lives. If America as a whole would seek God, he would give us good leaders. Because we would be demanding good leaders. See, when we seek after righteousness, then we will want people that would have the same mind and the same heart. When we get liberal and we don't care if they're conservative or not, or if they care about the things of God, then we allow people that don't have the same convictions as us. Now, look what it says there. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, that they resist shall receive themselves damnation. Yeah, you go against the law, you're going to get in trouble. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou not be afraid of the power to do that which is good, that thou shalt have praise of the same? For he is a minister. I told a police officer one time, he pulled me over, I said, you know, you're a minister for God. Let me see your license, pal. For he's a minister of God to thee for good. But when you get in trouble, you want to call that police officer, don't you? But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute. That's taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore all that their dues, their tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to custom, and fear to whom fear is, honor to whom honor is. And it goes on. So God gave us civil government, local government, and we are to operate in that, within that local government. Amen? I noted this. Good Christians should be good citizens. We're told to stand by, and that means every Christian needs to play a role. I'm leading up to something. Stay with me. If we're to stand by our government, and we should, then that means every Christian needs to play a role in their community where they live. You're quiet. See, good Christians ought to be good citizens. That means we ought to be active in our local government of how it operates. I want you to, by the way, did you notice it said there in Romans 13 we're supposed to pay taxes? If we would control the people that we put in there, the spending, you wouldn't have as many taxes. I became a member of the Tea Party. And by the way, it's not what I thought it would be. They're not rabble rousers. They really aren't. Matter of fact, I'm probably the only rabble rouser in the whole bunch. They're real calm. They don't preach violence. They preach against violence. They don't take sides for the Democrats or the Republicans. All they want is to get good candidates. It doesn't matter which one they're on. They just want to get good candidates that are conservative, that'll cut the spending, cut the taxes, and have moral values. That's what they're seeking. I spent 2 hours down there last week on a Tuesday, down to Maplewood, and it's all about education. And I walked home telling Rosie, "Wow, man, they taught me some things that I didn't know, and they showed me some things that I didn't realize." And I'm gonna tell you, if we're gonna get this country back, we've got to get it back from the local governments, right? The little tiny offices that you don't think about. That's how you get your judges. You got to start at the grassroots, and you got to get all America going back. Forget about being a Democrat. Forget about being a Republican. Let's be Americans, and let's get people in the government that has the values that we have. Don't worry about political affiliation. They do not push. I'm telling you. I thought, well, man, they're going to be pushing Republicans. They don't push no party. I'm telling you right now, they don't. And Mark, they gave me this piece of paper last week. Since 100 years ago, Roddy, all these taxes have been added. 100 years ago, there's 52 of them on there. 52 taxes are on this paper that we pay now that 100 years ago that the government didn't have. Accounts receivable tax, capital gains tax, cigarette tax, court fines, indirect tax, federal income tax, fishing license tax, fuel permit tax, hunting license tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, tax on top of tax, liquor tax, luxury tax, medical care, real estate tax, service charge tax, road usage tax, recreation vehicle tax, school tax, state unemployment tax, telephone universal service fee tax, telephone minimums, it goes on toll bridges, traffic fines, utility taxes, vehicle sales. I'm not going to read them all to you. I mean, there's 52, Eddie. There's 52 taxes that people living 100 years ago never paid. We're paying around 40% of the money we make, we pay almost 40% in taxes. Our government wasn't set up for that. Are you still with me? You know whose fault this is? Mine. Whose fault this is? Yours. Because we allow people that we know that do wrong to get in office. Hello? Now stay with me. I gave you a piece of paper. How many have this paper right here? I'm not going to read everything on the paper. I did that so you could take it home. But I want you to see something. Look at the biggest lie that people about the separation church. The phrase wall separation between the church and the state was originally coined. By the way, this is an incorrect phrase that's not in the Constitution. But it was coined, the phrase wall separation between church and state was originally coined by Thomas Jefferson. And what he was doing, Eddie, when he did it back in 1802, he was trying to tell the Baptists over there in Connecticut, don't worry, we're not going to come down on you. The state's not going to come down. The church, we don't have no business with this church. It says that the letter to Danbury Baptist on January, always a Baptist, isn't it? 1802. His purpose in the letter was to assuage or to make him feel better at the fears of the Danbury Baptist. So he told them that the wall had been erected to protect them, and the metaphor was used exclusively to keep the state out of the church's business, not to keep the church out of the state's business. Now here's what the Constitution says. Look at the next. The Constitution states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. In other words, no matter who's the president at any time, can I come and say, we're going to make the Baptist the national religion for America, or we're going to make Lutheran or Catholic. They can't do that. They can't make, like England used to have, they had their own religion, they proclaimed. No, that's why they came to America, to get away from that. The law cannot tell churches that they can have religion or not, cannot have it. The Constitution states, Congress shall not make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof. Both the free exercise clause, the establishment clause, place restrictions on the government concerning the laws they pass on interfering with religion. No restrictions are placed on religious, except perhaps that a religion denomination cannot become the state religion. That's what I'm glad. I don't want anyone to. Everyone should be have free to have their own whatever religion they want. That's what America's all, land of the free. Hello? Now, look down near the bottom where it says separation of church and state. By the way, you're going to see that word Christian theism. The word theism means that the word theism is opposite against atheism. Atheism means you don't believe there's a God. Theism means that you do believe there's a God. By the way, did you know all the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence all had to sign a paper saying that they believed that there was a creator, there was a God? Did you know that? All the signers of the Declaration, all the 56 of them. How many can say amen to that? See, this our country was founded on Christianity. But I noted here about in the middle, the Supreme Court, I love this, the Supreme Court thoroughly studied the issue in 1892 and gave what is known as the Trinity Decision. In this decision, the Supreme Court, that's the Supreme Court of the land, they declared that this is a Christian nation. I got news for Mr. Obama. He said we are a Christian nation. America has always been a Christian nation. I don't care who the president is, Mr. Bush, you name him, this is a Christian nation. I don't care who becomes president, America was founded on Christianity. John Christianum said, the highest glory of American Revolution was it connected in one of disalienable bond and principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. Let me see that. These are our founding fathers. Turn your page. Now, by the way, you'll notice, I reproduced my Tea Party card. I hope you get involved with your country. Amen? You say, you ought not do this. I can do anything I want to do. You just believe the stinking lie, you little sissy. You let America go to hell. No, I'm not going to let it go to hell. Oh, you said a bad word, preacher. Yeah, and you listen to all kinds of filth on TV, and you'll run the preacher through them, bring it, though, won't you? Don't get me going, pal. Hello. I this is really a touchy thing for me, Rod. It really is, because I love America. You look up here. You better get this from this old man. I love America. I love that American flag. I thank God for the soldiers that serve our country. And if we don't get back to God, and we don't get back our country back to God, you're not going to have a country. And my grandbabies ain't. I know the rapture is going to happen. It can't happen quick enough for me. But Brother Mark, if it doesn't, your babies are in trouble, and so are mine. And we're losing America fast. We better get concerned. And I'm not talking politics. God knows, I'm talking about America. I love the freedom of America. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't give a flip what you are. I'm just saying, we got to take America back. We've lost America. Look what our founding fathers put. Look at all the little black circles there. It shows some things. Embraced over the Speaker of the House, the U.S. Capitol, are the words, "In God we trust." I'm going to tell you, America is a Christian nation. Don't let people tell you that we're not a Christian. We are a Christian nation. The Supreme Court building, built in 1930, has the carving of Moses and the Ten Commandments. God is mentioned in stone all over Washington, D.C., on its monuments and its buildings. As a nation, we have celebrated a Christmas to commemorate the Savior's birthday for centuries. Hello? America's all about Christianity. But they want you to think it's not, but it is. But see, they'd have to tear all the old buildings down. They have to tear the White House. They have to tear all those old landmarks down. Because our forefathers, they stamped it all everywhere we went. In all the writings, and even on the building. Lou, everywhere they went, they said, "I want you to know, this country trusts in God. We're here by the providence of God." I love America. And one thing I love about it is because God has blessed America. We sing, "God bless America, land that I love." Hello? As a nation, we have celebrated Christmas. The oaths in the courtrooms have invoked God from the beginning. From the very beginning of the inception of our country. The founding fathers often quoted the Bible in their writings. You read all the writings of the old-time founding fathers, you're going to see all kinds of quotes of the scriptures and of the Lord. Every president that has given an inauguration address has mentioned God in his speech. Prayers have been said at the swearing in of each president. Each president was sworn in on the Bible, saying the words, "So help me God." Now, Mr. Obama, the last president, there was something messed up when he was trying to do it. And they showed the next day or whatever they did, they did it again to make it official. I don't know if there was a Bible there, but I didn't see the Bible there. I think he did that for Islam, but I don't know. But anyways, each president was sworn in on the Bible saying the words, "So help me God." Our national anthem mentions God. The Liberty Bell has a Bible verse engraved on it. The Liberty captives, it's from Isaiah. Yeah, proclaim liberty to the captives. I think that's out of Isaiah. And the original constitution of all 50 states mentions God. Chaplains have been the public payroll from the very beginning. Jack, when they try to tell you, oh, this isn't a Christian country. Oh, yes, it always has been. It's just been the last few years that the liberals have been trying to say, we don't want God in America, but God has always been in America. And we as Christians need to say, hey, no! I'm sick of you! I want, wait, God was here before you, pal! And God's what made America great! America's greatness don't come from America! America's greatness comes from God Almighty! I bet my blood pressure surged tonight, buddy. I love America. I'll tell you right now, the old man would still fight for America. I can't fight very much anymore in physics, but I still got a gun. Amen. Fight for me. Our nation's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, mentions God 4 times. And the Bible was used as a textbook in the schools. And listen, folks, what I'm trying to emphasize to you tonight is this. America's a Christian nation. It was founded on God. If America falls, it's because America left God. That's why America's having trouble. We need to come back to God. How many are still with preacher? Now, the liberal lost would want you Christians and I to believe that we should not say anything or play part in the political process. Hogwash. Christians should play a major role in the process of electing officials to run our country. Listen, Jesus said in Luke 19:13, occupy till I come. Yeah, we're going to contend for the faith in the church and preaching in our homes, our families. But we need to contend for the faith for our country too. Amen? In our civil government. Our country was founded on the Word of God, and we need to keep the country founded on the Word of God. Listen, the state's not to interfere with the church business, but the church is to make sure that they do the business of God. And you say, well, we don't got no business of doing that. Yes, we do. The church has always had the business. It's because the liberals and preachers before me said, oh, we better not say nothing. Hogwash. That's why we're in trouble. Preachers need to say something. They came up to me at that tea party the other night. She said, you're the Baptist preacher, aren't you? And I said, yes. They do know me. They do. They said, you know, you're the only preacher. You're the only preacher. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they. Yes, ma'am, they do. I'm the only preacher. They said I'm the only preacher that comes to that tea party. They're too afraid. I'm not afraid. And I said, well, I'm pretty outspoken. She said, oh, yes, sir. We know that you are. I said, you know what? We better get back. We better it's no longer Democrat or Republican. The Republicans let us down too. Right. Folks, I got to get this mindset with you and me. It's no longer a political party. We're losing America. We have got to get together as a group of Americans. I don't care what church you go to. We got to get what you believe in. As Americans, we got to get back and put the right kind of people in office so America will get back where it's supposed to be. Now, here's what got me fired up. By the way, I read you all those things. One nation under God. One nation. That's always been, since that's been our creed ever since we started. Well, Brother Mark, why should we stop? Amen. Because ALC, you want us to, because the liberals say, well, we don't want crosses, we don't want Bibles. No. Tell them to go fly a kite. We were here before they ever were existing. Yeah, let's go to Cuba, go to Russia, but leave my country, pal. I have to say something.
I really get irritated. Matter of fact, I didn't even watch it today. I'm watching the Indians and the Cavaliers. I can't watch them the rest of you. I'm too mad at them. But you know what? You don't get. I mean, I actually lose my testimony because I actually want to break people's kneecaps. And I mean, I'm glad I'm not the real mafia preacher that they call me. Because if I was the mafia, there'd be some hits right now for some of those people. They're lucky I'm not. I mean that with all my heart. Well, you got a lot of idiots running things around here. But you know what gets me madder than watching sports? Watching people vote for people that are evil. I'm talking about good people with good intentions go to the polls. Now, yesterday was voting. I should have pumped you before it, but I couldn't because I was promoting too much. Sunday had no time to promote. I had promoting everything else we were doing. I went and voted yesterday. Didn't make me better than you, but I did try to make a difference. Yesterday was just a primary, you'd say. But see, what they're teaching me at this Tea Party, I hope some of you will go to it. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. It's education. How many of you have ever been to a Tea Party? They're educational. They don't tell you who to vote for. They just say, here's the people that stand like we believe. You vote who you want for. But what it taught me was, you have got to, like all these little city meetings they have all the time, no one ever shows up. You wonder, how do we get like we are? Because no one ever goes in those meetings and voices opinions. He said they took in 20 people one time and they canceled the meeting. Because they're afraid of what Americans might do. Folks, we better start. Listen, we better start caring about our country. Yeah. I'm not talking Democrat. I'm talking about how many love America. Yeah. How many think we got to be good Americans? Yeah. How many want to get America back where it used to be? Yeah. It's going to take every individual to go in and do what they can to make our country right. And that's, he showed me these people, like you say, like a lot of times, like now, you can't even know if the voting is going to be, if it's going to be tampered with. He gave me a list of the people that just sets on these little committees. You used to have 5 signatures. Now you don't even need a signature. All you got to do is call. He said most of you'll find out they're all related to each other. And these people on these little committees in the cities, they're the ones that determine who runs and everything else. So if you get one guy that's a moderate and he puts in all his family, hello? Like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right now there's 6 empty things in our area. 6 empty chairs that should be filled by someone. He said they meet 4 times a year. He said, you mean some of you civilians can't meet 4 times a year for your country? Hello? Now, let me take you something. Here's yesterday's paper, today's paper. For instance, for all you to think that they're all Republican, they don't tell you who to vote for, but they tell you who they think's a conservative. On the 17th congressional district, there was 3 men running: Robert Crow, Dan Mattis, and Timothy Ryan. Now, Dan Mattis was he's a Democrat. I'm talking about a Democrat now. Most of you are Democrats. I'm not, but I'm just trying to tell you they're not. But they promoted Dan Mattis, the Democrat. They promoted him. Okay, Timothy Ryan's a stinking no good stinking liberal. A baby. So a lot of people, good Christians, went in there and they voted for Tim Ryan yesterday. Tim Ryan got 43,000 votes. Dan Mattis, who was a conservative Democrat, we're not. But I'm not. Only reason I mentioned, they don't even mention Democrat, but the reason I'm saying, so for anyone to say, well, it's all Republican. No, they don't care. They don't care what party. So I'm going to use illustrations from both sides. But they really said this Dan Mattis was a real conservative. So he got 6,000 votes. Now, I couldn't vote for him because I'm registered. But, Carl, that's why we need to either stay registered as a Democrat or Republican. Here's why, Mac. Because if you don't get the right people in these primaries, they never get to get them before the vote. We've got to stay one part or the other. I don't care what party people stay. See, like if I would have been a Democrat, if I would have been registered, I'm a registered Republican. But if I'd have been a registered Democrat yesterday, I would have voted for Dan Mattis because he's a conservative. Am I making sense to anybody? And Eddie, if we could have thousands, there was only around 50,000 votes, a little over 50,000 votes total that were cast. I think you only had about only about 2% of the people that could have voted yesterday. And we wonder, why is our country? Don't raise your hand. But if I said, all you that voted yesterday, raise your hand, don't do it. And then I say, all you didn't vote yesterday, I'll bet you the majority of people's hands did not vote. My church is a fundamental church. And I'll guarantee you, most of you people did not vote yesterday. And there's a lot of times I haven't voted on primaries. Yes. Yes. It is a gift. And that's what they talk about. It's a gift. That's how they tip the Tea Party. It's a gift from God. It's a blessing from heaven. They said it's an honor to be able to vote. Christians, I don't care if a dog catcher is running. We should go vote because it's an honor and a privilege to vote. But here's what happens. We say, it's not that important. So we let it go. So because I didn't have enough people voting for Dan Mattis, who's a conservative, we could have got a conservative guy in there. See, if we could have got a conservative Democrat and a conservative Republican, no matter who won in the election, you'd still get a conservative. How many are still with me? Am I boring you people? See, I know you think, man. No, you say, what's this got to do with the Bible? Everything. Righteousness exalts a nation, sins are reproached to any people. If we don't get some preachers teaching and educating their Christians to start getting involved and start making their vote count for they don't have to be a born-again Christian. They just got to be conservative. We've got to get back. We got to quit spending money we don't have. We got to get back to things. Quit killing the babies and abortion. We got to quit. We just got to get back to where God is. Am I making sense to anybody? So Dan Mattis, even though he was the best guy, and I know there's enough. And boy, just think if we could have got a ton of Christians, we could have got him in easy. If preachers would have got up, hello. Look how much we can affect. By the way, we're not the minority. Most people, even if they're not Christians, they want a righteous government. Most people, Christian or not, they don't want this lawlessness. They didn't want this health bill shoved down their throat. That we can't pay for. And if you let all those illegal aliens that come in from Mexico, holy mackerel. We ain't got no one to blame but ourselves. You say, well, you're politics. No, I'm American. I'm trying to save America. We got to get people saved, and then we got to get them out and putting the right kind of people in. Let me give you a couple more, and I'll stop. Now, here's Seth Morgan. He won. They said he was a conservative for auditor. There was David. Now, that David Yost is not the David Yost that we know. That's a different man. Seth Morgan, and that was one that was a Tea Party guy, and he won. I was glad he won. Sandy O'Brien, she was a Tea Party. They really said she was a good. She lost. She lost to someone that wasn't conservative. Eugene, they promote both these. Here, Andrew Manning, he said this was really important. State Chairman Committee, he said this was really to get these local guys in. And Andrew Manning, he's a real conservative guy, and he did, according to the paper, he did get elected. And 4,830 votes. Let me give you one more and I'll stop. They wanted Debbie Walsh, but Debbie didn't get in. No, she did. No, she did win. Here's the one that got me. State Representative 43rd District, either Todd McKinney or Nick Skorosis. This Nick Skorosis, Todd got 4,635 votes. Nick got 3,600. He lost by a little less than 1,000 votes. Do you know what this Nick wanted? Not only was he conservative, he wanted to put the Bible and prayer back in the school. I voted for this. I mean, this guy was a conservative all the way. But we didn't have enough Christians out there. Didn't have enough people caring enough. All I needed was 1,000 people. Just 1,000. But see, because we don't care, and we don't get involved, and we blame everything on... No, don't blame the government. It's our fault. It's our fault. And people can say what they want about me. Oh boy, that guy, he meddles in politics. I love America. I don't tell you who to vote for, but I tell you to vote. And like Diane said, that's a God-given right. We ought to thank God for the gift of being able to vote. They're going to take it away. I'm telling you right now, Bethel Baptist, I saw that election yesterday. Now, there was about 3 or 4 Tea Party people got elected. And that's how you just got to keep putting them in. Putting them in. But we got to stay in one of the parties. Because in the primaries, you got to... Mac, we got to be able to vote if we go independent, Mac, because me and Mac were talking about, because me and Mac were both going to claim independent. Me and Mac were just going to claim we're independent voters. But if you claim you're an independent voter, Mac, then you can't vote in the primary. You can't vote because you either got to be a Democrat or Republican. Right. But this is where we got to get them in. We got to get them on the ground level. How many of you understand what preacher's trying? We've got to find out who these conservative people are. And then when the primaries, those ones that hardly anybody goes out to, if we could get a big four, you know what? In all this whole area, Ruthie, you know what they told me? And they were excited. I wasn't excited at all. They said, we just had our 1,000th team member in Portage County sign up. Amen, that's great for 1,000, but why ain't it 15,000? Why ain't it 20,000? Hello? Yeah, well, they were there. Some of those people were there. There was over 1 million. There was, they went to the liberal media didn't play it up. There was over about 1.5 million Tea Party people went to Washington, D.C. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. We're living in the last days. The biggest thing we got to do is witness for Christ. But being a good Christian means also being a good citizen. And I don't know about you, but I like having righteous government. Righteousness exalts a nation. The Bible says in Proverbs, where I started, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, when they're in authority, the people mourn. We've got a lot of liberals. Yes, Mark.
I just wanted to make mention, maybe some of you have read about this, but it's supposed to be that tomorrow is the day of silent protest because they're nullifying this National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
And so if you're wanting to go to that, it's supposed to be in the courthouse between noon and 12:20.
Yeah, and see, that was always something that now... You've got such people in office now. They want to eliminate prayer. They want anything to do with God. We better get mad. You better get mad. You better get some grit in you, because they're taking our country, and they're taking it because we're not doing nothing about it. Well, you got one preacher here that I'm going to do. I don't know what I can do, but I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to tell you that right, because I can speak out. And I'm not afraid of people's faces. I'm really not. Honest to God, I'm not. I've preached all my life, Billy. I'm not going to stop now. Well, they'll put you in jail, preacher. Well, if they put me in jail, I'll preach to people in jail. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail, but I'll tell you right now. What's that, Phil? Yeah, you know what? We've had better luck in the jail than we have outside. I love you. Let's get involved. Consider going to some of those tea parties. Get involved. Even if you don't go to them, start studying. When it comes to voting, vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm telling you, you ought to try to seek who are the conservative people. Who are the conservative people? Who are the people that best would take us closer to what we want? And if we would do that as a group of people, of Americans, I'm not talking Democrat or Republican. I just showed you both sides. It would make a difference. Hello? I think they said around two. I don't know what I. Did anyone? The percentage was so small yesterday. Diane, did you hear what was the percentage that voted? It was so less than 10%. Less than 10% of the voting people that could have voted. And you wonder why a good guy like that guy, the guy that wanted to get prayer and Bible back into school, he only read 3,500 votes. Where were all the Christians at? I'll stop on this one. Hosea, I think they said it was 4:6. Our people are destroyed. My people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. See, some of you, until I said this to you tonight, you didn't even know about it. I'm not going to come to you, but if you'd be honest with me and honest with God, you didn't know about this. Most of you didn't. Most of you, even if I wouldn't have said nothing, you wouldn't even think about it even beyond this. But I hope I put something in your heart. I hope I spark a little energy in you. Whether you get in a tea party, that's up to you, but get involved. Get involved. Get involved about who you vote for. Study and learn. Learn. Get concerned about what's going on in our city. That's why when you have a big church, I'll close with this, I promise. I got to shut up. This is a nut I could go on forever. The reason Dr. Hiles, First Baptist Church of Hammond, he had such a huge group of people, they could run the city of Hammond, and they did, because they had so many saved people there. Brother Phil, they had so many saved people at First Baptist Church that all Dr. Hiles said, here's what we want, and people would go out and vote. They could influence the vote because they had the majority of the people. Yeah. This ain't that big of a town. We could influence it. Whether we do or not, we need to say, God, you've given us this country. I'm two-thirds, my life is two-thirds over. I was lucky. I got to see America in her greatness. But I've got little Mr. Man. I've got little Rady Ray and Austin and Tippy Brooke and Natty. I've got your babies that are going to have to live if the Lord doesn't come back. And then your grandbabies. We better start caring. You know what made me sad? I told the lady. I promise I'll quit. There was probably, when I was there Tuesday, it was a week ago, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say there was 200, maybe 200, 300 people at that big room down there at Maplewood. I'll say 250. 250 people there. It was 2 hours. And they have a big, and he teaches for two hours. They just teach. All they do is educate. They don't bash anybody. They don't. All they are is all they're trying to do is see when you get if you educate people, man, you'd be surprised when people say, "Oh man, I didn't know that." And I said to the one lady that came to me, she said, "You're the preacher." I said, "You know what makes me feel bad? Coolidge, I'd say 90% of the people there, 90% of the people in that building with me were silver hair. There was hardly any young couples at all. As a matter of fact, about the youngest couple I saw might have been like 35 or 40 years old. I didn't see any young kids at all. I mean, young couples. And 90% of the people were seniors. They're the only ones that they see what's coming. And we're worried, but we're gonna need to get the kids involved too. You young people, you better listen to this preacher. It's your country. I'm fighting for you. I'll give it to you. I'll fight for you as long as I got breath. But you better get the baton going with you young people, because you're gonna lose this country. I never thought I'd say that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm seeing things in America that are scary. By the way, I'll quit. I know I've been saying that. Do you know in the health bill, I'll quit on this. Just make you feel good. In the health bill that they passed, they've got in there, you're going to receive a chip. You've got to have a chip put in you. Yeah, I know what it means. Yes, that's right. You can't tell them you can't buy or sell without a chip. Revelation chapter 6. I know what, I know what's coming. I'm not an idiot. I know, I study my Bible. I believe God gives me, I'm not really the smartest guy in the world, but I think God has given me a little insight about the Word of God. That I do know. I'm not the smartest guy, but Lou Griffey, your preacher does know something about the Word of God, and especially about end times. I have a little, Brother Sean, I've got a pretty good hold about that. And I know it's coming, Sue. I know it's coming. But just because it's coming, we can't give up and we can't stop. We got to win souls like we don't get no more tomorrow, and we got to hold on to America for our kids. Because little Jordan and Kennedy, if the Lord don't come back in our time, they still got to grow up and have their kids. We ought to pass down an America that God can bless. I'll stop. But I'm fired up. Trust me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to care about America. It's the land you've given. America's greatness comes from God. Our forefathers founded this country on you and the Word of God. We need to get back to America. We need to bring America back to God. We as individual Christians need to get concerned for our local government. We need to get concerned for how things are run and who's running them and what they're going to do. Lord, help us to, the voice, to be a voice in the wilderness, to speak out and to turn things back the way they should be. Help us. God, give America a revival. I pray for a spiritual revival. Lord, if I had a spiritual revival, America would come back to you. In the political realm, it's just the reason our political views are is because they're spiritual views. If I can get people back to spiritual things, the political will go back in order. Lord, help us to draw back to you. Forgive us for all the times we fail you. Dear God, I know I've failed you a lot, and I've failed this country a lot. Help me, Father, to do what I can while I can. And I pray you'll encourage my people. Put a burning in their heart, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost of God, put a burning in their heart tonight. Let them see the importance to do something to bring America back to God. I pray these things in Christ's name, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, before we go home. And I know it's already late, but it's later than what you think it is. It's a lot later than what you think it is. You're here and you don't know if you'd die, if you'd go to heaven. You'd say, preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Just raise. I'm going to say, preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Let me pray. Anyone like that tonight? Pray for me, preacher. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Jesus don't want you to go either. That's why he came from heaven and died for you. That's why he rose that third day. That's why he shed his blood. That's why he rose and he's in heaven coming back. He's coming back. Man, I'm glad he's coming back. It's the only hope for us. We need to occupy till he comes. Luke 19:13. We better start occupying a little bit better because we've left our post. We've let them take our great country from us. I want America back. Let's take America back. And let's take America back for God. How many say, preacher, just pray for me. Lately, I've not been really maybe the Christian that I ought to be. Pray that I get back and serve God better. Pray for, who'd say that? Pray for me. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Heavenly Father, help us. Oh God. Help us to take America back. Oh. Help us to take America back. Oh God. Before you come back, help us to take America back. Please, help us to bring America back to you, I pray. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing one verse. If you want to come and pray, you come.